Alright, that was As Tall as Lions that I interrupted in the middle of their song, and now it's time for DJ Rawstar's Punk Rock Show! Everybody's clapping at home, right? I hear you clapping through the computer. Today is Wednesday, August 30th, 2006, and today is the interview that you and I have been waiting for since January of 2006, literally. Andrew McMahon of Something Corporate and Jack's Mannequin was supposed to come in January. He did a phone interview because he couldn't make it, and he said he would be back. And it's August, but he kept his word, and he is going to be back. I don't know if he has it. He might be coming through that door any second. OMG, what we're going to do is we're going to play a quick song right now from A Change of Pace, and we're going to come back, and you're going to get to ask Andrew everything you've ever wanted to know and more.
He pees in your
bathroom. We're going to let you hear him pee right now.
Yeah, perfect. Mic me. It'll be great.
This is the screen name. The screen name is Adobe Star. IDOBI. Oh, thank you.
Also, oh, Star IDOBI.
Hold on, wait. Oh, everybody's talking in my room. Hold on. Everyone's excited about Andrew Ping. This is the new screen name, okay? Somebody virused my Adobe Star screen name because they're lame. So my new screen name is Star IDOBI. I know it's very feminine, but it's Star IDOBI. If you have questions for Andrew McMahon who's peeing, the screen name is Star IDOBI. Send an hour of just Andrew, no phone interviews, not a lot of music. Make sure when you send your IM, you ask a question. Don't just write hi, because then your IMs are... And there are a million. We're getting ready to do this interview. Here's a change of... Back on DJ Rawstar's Punk Rock Show. Woo! This is DJ Rawstar's Punk Rock Show. We are live in the studio. Andrew McMahon cannot make it today. But
that's not very nice.
Instead, we're going to interview...
I skipped out on you last time.
So you can see like the IMs like decreasing, people logging off. Like, forget it.
You asshole, Ross. Oh, I'm not allowed to swear on this.
Yes, go, asshole. You are an asshole. All the kids.
Hello, everybody.
Introduce. There's one kid listening who's like, I don't know who you are.
I go download something for free on the internet. Jack's Mannequin.
You are here. This is a long overdue interview, and so you're going to answer every question that we can.
Whatever you want me to do, you say the word.
Is there anything you don't want to answer? These are hard. These are like your fanatics.
Are there some like really? What are they like? Are there bad ones or the ones I shouldn't answer or something?
Well, we'll see when we get to them. Okay. The thing about me is that we don't have a prep station, so we're just kind of reading whatever comes on the screen.
Okay, go for it.
So like, if someone says, Ross, you better keep your promise. What does that mean?
Sure.
What did I promise them?
I don't know.
Did I promise that you would call them? I promised that I would call them. So we're gonna do it like that.
Like that one's on your head, Ross.
Why? Because I kept the promise.
Yeah.
Alright, so this is what we're going to do. We have a new screen name here because some kid virused me. Because that was cool like in 1996 when someone still uses hacker programs.
Right.
The screen name is Star IDOBI. STAR IDOBI. Send us an IM. Let us know your name, how old you are, where you're from, and what you want Andrew to answer.
The best part is you spelled star, but you didn't spell IDOBI. I think IDOBI seems like a lot harder to spell to me than star.
IDOBI.
I don't know.
People can't even spell it.
I wouldn't have been able to spell that. Star.
We're gonna go. We have 129 IMs, so we're gonna try to get as many as we can.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's see. Here's the example. Will you please tour with
Waking Ashland?
Where were you, kid?
Yeah, you missed it. Last year, I got cancer in the middle. I'm not going back on that tour.
First, let's see. We heard your birthday's coming up. We made you an interesting video to say happy birthday. Here is a YouTube video. Do you want to watch it right now?
Well, you can pull it up. Yeah, we'll get through these questions.
We'll save it. We'll save that
okay,
one.
Cool.
YouTube yourself to see like what kind of weird videos are on there.
Occasion.
You find weird videos?
Well, we'll go on like the night after we do something for the first time, like if we play a song for the one and check it out and see like if we screwed up or not, that sort of thing. But I mean, you know, we check.
Cast. I love how your broadcast will not play on my computer. Fucking gay. Like, here's a question you probably don't want to answer, right?
When's my, wait.
See?
But you can repeat the question.
When's the big day?
That's a secret.
Your birthday. That's what they mean.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
When's your birthday?
Is September 3rd.
24.
Yes.
It's kind of like, it's like when you get into the hill.
The plateau.
To go down the
hill. Yeah, right? I'm going down the hill. Well, whatever. Life goes on.
Besides being on the show, of course.
I don't know. Yes. I don't know. This is what I wanted to do since I was 9, and I had sort of hoped that I would like sell like a million records, you know, by the time I was like 12. So I guess it's not exactly where I thought I'd be, but I'm not mad with it. Can you have Andrew call me? I like that.
We'll get to some calls later. That'll be fun. From Busty McBunk.
I don't know if I want to. All right, we'll see.
My name is Cam. I'm 14. Are you thinking of touring in any other country besides Japan? You have a lot of fans in other countries like me.
Where is he from?
Feminine now. Thank you. Well, I guess if they were not in Japan, where would they be?
I mean, we're definitely trying to do our best to make it out to at least the UK, hopefully, in the new year. A lot of it just depends on getting across seas. It's just expensive, you know what I mean? Fans to actually support a tour, to actually, like, put the money in the door, you got to get somebody to spend the money to get you over there. So we're crossing our fingers that everything's released in Europe in the next year, and then we'll be able to make a trip. So if you're over there, hopefully we'll see you.
It would appear from this internet broadcast that there are enough fans, but who knows, right?
That's I
get there, and then you're like, "Where's everybody?"
Yeah, I love it out there. I mean, I always enjoy touring Europe, so hopefully we'll do that. And Australia, of course, I'm hoping to get out there too, because I love Australia. So.
Let's talk about this JM chat.
Let's talk about it.
Because these kids, like, from the day we're going to be on in January till now, they've transformed to we hate out here to actually listening on a weekly basis.
Because I was coming back?
Yeah, they were just waiting for you. No, I don't know. They like some of the bands that are on. But, I mean, how involved are you in this JM chat? Because, like, right now, look, you can see it's live. They're freaking out.
Yeah. I see the kids who are in that at the shows. Like, they'll come out because we do meet and greets before each gig and stuff. And so I obviously, like, meet some of the kids from across the country. And I've heard some of the songs on MySpace.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. So, those ones, I think you really enjoy.
We'll just do a show of that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it'll be your highest rated show.
I bet you would be.
But no, I mean, anybody who spends any amount of time like discussing what goes on with my band and whatnot, obviously I'm very humbled and pleased by. So thank you to that.
Like, my question is with that, I mean, this time around, Jack's Magic, and everything seems to be on you. Like, did you have this kind of like cult following of just you as a human before?
I don't know. It's weird. No, I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, I think anytime you know, and you know, liked or disliked, it's going to be on your own shoulders. So in that sense, I carry the weight of this project, you know, and so to that extent, more of a attention focus there. But I think getting the fact that I'm in the middle, it sort of became about something else. I think a lot of people started following the story, and you know, to some extent, I think it made a hero. When a hero, I most certainly was not, you know, just trying to get through my day, you know what I mean?
I don't know if you know, you ever see Music Secret online? There's a site called Music Secret, it's part of LiveJournal, where Journal anonymously, they take, like, pictures of bands they like, and they write, you know, just secrets about, you know, whatever, that, you know, like, I love this man, I'll never have him, or this guy means the world every day, and I think, like, 80% are about you, just about everything you've been through.
That's wild. Well, that's cool. I mean, the thing is, with the internet, it's like, it's hard enough to keep up with half the stuff that's going on in my day. Like I try to make the time to go on and do the blogs and things like that, you know what I mean, and to read those responses, and you know, like we were talking about checking the MySpace every now and again and stuff like that. But it's like, it's such a big world out there that sometimes it's hard to make it to all the sites and see, you know. I need people like you, Ross, to inform me of what's
going on. I hope you have a good time. I guess that's the goal today, to get into the next blog.
Oh, is that right?
I don't know.
You want to make it to the blog?
Yeah, right?
It's a big step. I see, okay.
What about this? I mean, this chat, though, specifically JM chat, I always see kids talk about, they think, some of them are convinced that you've been in there before and some aren't. I've
been there with Casper before.
On Casper's name and you were just with him? Or?
Yeah. Chat when Casper's been in there talking to people. But I haven't, I don't have a screen name. It's like, I think you would, I don't know anything about the internet. I'm completely crippled when it comes to trying to understand it. I just got like one of these like phones that's like made my, you know, that has like the internet on it, and I don't know what the fuck to do with
it. I don't know. So I'm playing music out of a disc, man.
Yeah.
I have an iPod.
That's entertaining. Yeah, I mean, I'm slowly kind of coming around. I'm sure we're in the 21st century.
Yeah, 22nd. I don't know.
It's leaping ahead of me by a second.
Ross, say hi to Soko dash online.
Of course.
What are the members of Something Corporate doing? Well, we had some of them here. We had William Tell came here. Firescape came here.
I'm about to hang out with all of them, actually, for my bachelor party coming up here in a couple of days. Woo! And we're all doing good. Josh is doing, he's finishing school right now, and he's been doing the Firescape stuff, and it looks like the Firescape record's going to come out in the springtime, which is great, and I highly recommend it to anybody. And Brian has been playing drums with Will, which, you know, I mean, obviously you probably know that because you said Will was in here.
Will is great. He's a good guest.
But, yeah, he's a great guy. I actually was just hanging out with Brian and Will 2 days ago in the studio. I played a track on Will's record, or played a track with Will and Brian on Will's record, which was cool. And Clutch has been down in Orange County, and he's been working in a studio down there. And I'm just kind of running around doing their thing.
I like that you have good answers, and I like talk to them.
You understand, like, somebody asked me that I had to do, like, a... that we're putting this DVD out in December, or in November with a copy of the of Everything in Transit, re-releasing Everything in Transit with a live DVD of the. I had to like provide some extra content. So just film yourself talking about the shows or whatever, and like I literally got out of there and filmed 52 minutes of rambling. So I'm not.
Well, that makes for good.
I'll talk. I'll talk for as long as you let me. Usually,
well, that's good. Right. Good buddy, I think, for the face talking over and over.
You'll see a lot of that. So.
Let's see. Who is Miss Delaney from Kaylee?
That's none of your business.
What is Andrew's own personal favorite song from Everything in Transit?
God, it's so hard. Like the thing about that record was I collected all my favorite songs over the and put them on one record. You know, so I have a hard time. You know, it's like I think you're always kind of attached to the last thing you wrote, and Dark Blue was the last song I wrote and recorded. In a lot of ways, that's my favorite. But I think Made for Each Other in a lot of ways was as well. I mean, all those songs really are very very near and dear to me in that sense. But I mean, probably Dark Blue.
Somebody said, "Is this DJ Rockstar's Whisper Show?" Andrew, please talk louder or come closer.
What? Wait, I'm sorry.
They called it the DJ Rockstar Whisper Show.
Well, yeah. If you get the chance to look at the footage, they gave me a chair that's about 3 feet below DJ Rockstar's chair, so I can't really reach the microphone.
This against the wall. So
whatever.
We tried to design better.
They don't accommodate their guests very well.
Yeah, right. Interview's over. Click.
I'm kidding. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If I brought management with me, we'd be out the freaking door right now.
Daniel from New Jersey, is Jax Mannequin going to record a follow-up ever? If so, you should give me details.
I'm always kind of writing and recording, you know. There's sort of the rumblings and the beginnings of shapings of the next record right now, and the last record was very much about Venice and Santa Monica and being by the beach over there, and I've since moved into Hollywood, so I think I sort of see it taking on a Hollywood vibe and having kind of I'm starting to get the scenery and the setting for this next one, so I'm excited. I mean, it'll take a little bit of time. I try and take my time now rather than just jam things out. I think it's important to make sure what you're releasing is going to stand the test of time. Sometimes the only way to do that is to take your time making it. So, but there will be another record.
Venice is nice. I don't know about after 7 o'clock, but
yeah, it's pretty nice. It is what it is, but I mean, I don't know. It's kind of the after 7 thing that inspired that.
I've only been there once. Kids listening, I live like 5 minutes away. I've been there once, and I went at like 8 p.m. because I didn't know. Did I stand out or what?
Right? Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's nice to be a part of the freak show. You know
yeah.
I mean?
I know, so we're both wearing nice, like, sweaters here today.
Brown sweater.
We're like twins right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you still really sunburned? Tori from Connecticut.
I'm not that sunburned. I am peeling a little bit, though. But life doesn't.
I'm Caroline, 15, from Long Island, New York. Seeing some of the pictures on your website, what got you into photography? Are you into photography?
I mean, no, I am. Pictures with this little Polaroid camera, this like little pro Polaroid camera that I got. It's from the 1960s. And shots kind of come out really nostalgic. You know what I mean? It has like this certain very 70s photography feel to it, and it's pretty easy to operate. So to that extent, I have a lot of fun shooting those kind of pictures, but I'm actually going to put out a book of those, hopefully around Christmas time. If you know, I have a lot of the best ones from the past couple of years and get a book of those out there. So yeah, you know, keep your fingers crossed that and a book of sheet music comes out before the new year.
People don't really use Polaroids anymore, huh?
I mean, I don't. Yeah, it seems like kind of like a hipster quality to it now. Like you'll find like you know like young photographers using these pro Polaroids and things like that. I sort of got one because a photographer that was doing a photo shoot for us ended up pulling one of these out, and I was like, dude, I love these pictures, and actually like they were my favorite pictures that we got from the whole day. So I went and bought one, and I've been using it ever since.
What was that thing called? Is that for like 6 months? It was supposed to be the next trend. It was like Polaroid, but where they were like stickers. Was it iZone?
Yeah.
Was it iZone? Remember that?
Yeah. I'm not. I don't know much about current trends.
Oh, it's not. It was like for like a day. You remember that?
Wait, you're then you're apparently very.
No, they were like they
this
can't.
This is a pop culture master.
I think they were right after Pogs. So.
Oh.
It was in that time frame.
I didn't get into Pogs either. So.
Oh.
Don't lie. Everyone
got,
you didn't have any Pogs.
Come on.
No, it's funny because I had Pogs. I came to California because they were like really cool in California.
Pogs.
When I came out because nobody knew about them in the Midwest, and so my I was like, what the fuck are these things? They're like little circles and people are throwing bigger circles at them. And I didn't, and it seemed really stupid to me. And I like, but I came back and everybody like a month later they became huge in Ohio, and I sort of missed the trend by on an airplane ride or something.
We should bring it back.
Yeah, let's bring it
I
back.
I bet these jam kids will make you popular. They're planning it
thing. It's coming. I think we're next show.
Jenna Ewing, Elwood City, Pennsylvania. 16. Do you have any bad habits?
I'm sure I have a lot of bad habits, but we don't need to discuss those online. I don't know if we can discuss any bad habits.
Well, you don't bite your nails, do you?
This one right here got bitten today.
Or someone else.
Right here.
Yeah. Show the camera.
That was by me.
Okay.
Yeah, that was by me.
Matt Schultz, 20, from Orlando, the city that always reminds you of sex.
True. One of them.
I was curious about your writing process. Which comes first, the music or the lyrics?
Truthfully, it's kind of a little bit of both. It sort of depends. I mean, generally speaking, like a lyric idea, you know, like a phrase or some sort of motivation to sit down and play, you know, which usually comes from a lyrical idea. But yeah, either way, that's where it came from.
I love these long answers.
Yeah, I do it.
I'm Jeremy, 20, from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Like
staying up. One of my favorite lyrics on the album is a mystery to me. What does we were
up late? Maybe. I don't know. I wrote it. I probably wrote it when I was drunk, so I'm not sure. But no, I mean that whole. I mean, you know, sometimes you write lyrics and they sound pretty, and sometimes you write lyrics because they make. It's probably one of those somewhere in the middle. But I think that was kind of a reference to a sort of a staying out past your bedtime.
You don't get drunk. What are you talking about?
I don't. Yeah. When I ran into Mr. Rawstar here at this.
That's how I got you to come back, right?
I had a little.
You're like, yeah, I'm coming.
It's actually ironic how today and our last meeting interacted, because I had a doctor's morning day after the Snakes on a Plane
CD release party,
and I drank more at the Snakes on a Plane CD release party than I think I drank the entire year collectively. And then got carried out of the Key Club.
Oh.
And I was like, just take me to the W in Westwood, because it was really close to the hospital where I have to get checked up. And I showed up to the doctor's appointment drunk, which it didn't go over extremely
well. Are you drunk, Andrew? No.
It didn't go over extremely well. Needless to say, I had to go up for a follow-up appointment today to make sure that my liver was all right.
Wow.
And sure enough, it is okay. And I was almost late because I went to drink a beer to celebrate.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, but...
You got the W's nice. At least you got to stay there, right?
I don't. I mean, I literally, I got carried into a bed there, and I asked them to make my wake-up call a big person banging on my door. Yeah, it was. Absolutely. Yeah, so I made the walk from the W to the doctor, but I'm fine. I got checked out today, and everything's just fine.
Yeah, they said, poor Andrew, control yourself.
Yeah. Oh, come on, be nice. You know, you got to celebrate sometimes.
Andrew, if anyone, who would you like to collaborate with? In Toronto, having a listening party.
Hello to you all. If there's anybody to collaborate with, I don't know. One of the Heartbreakers, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. I mean, Mike Campbell, who writes with Tom Petty, it would be an awesome collaboration. You know, there are a lot of people out there, you know, who are extremely talented. It would be cool to do stuff with. Curious to work with try and work with some other interesting producers in other genres like hip hop and that kind of stuff, and see what marrying kind of opposite worlds and see where that takes me. But, you know, there are all sorts of different people I would be interested in, but Tom Petty or one of the Heartbreakers would be just fine with me.
If you're listening, make it happen.
I think Petty listens to Rawstar when he has time.
When he's high, maybe.
Yeah.
This is Eleanor. I'm from Lexington, Massachusetts. I'm 13. I was wondering why your fan club is called the Messengers. If in your song you say "kill the messenger," so do you want to kill your? Or do these people look too far into your?
I think they are taking a reading too far into it. We were looking for a clever name, and then there happened to be a word in one of the songs that seemed to represent what a good fan club would do, which would be bring your message around. So yeah, no, I'm not trying to kill my fan club.
Someone said my pizza is burned. Thank you.
I'm sorry. There's nothing worse than a burned pizza.
Here's a question that this person actually wants me to ask you this all day.
Okay.
Stephanie from North Carolina. Andrew, at the April 20th show in Toledo, you played a certain song at soundcheck that someone recorded. It went, "Get a little out of it. I watched the cops bust up our neighbor's place today." Can you tell me more about this song?
It was a song that I wrote about the house that I just sold and left in Orange County. not actually about the house, but, you know, kind of right around the time I was recovering and whatnot. And, I don't know, occasionally, you know, because I'm, I was so limited on what I could actually do. Obviously, I wasn't out like drinking, like I said, like I was the previous night,
and
so
dancing.
And dancing and whatever else I did. I still remember, but yeah, it was sort of that. About I think my doctor prescribed me like ultimately like a form of marijuana and a pill, and I took one and got really wasted and wrote that song.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's sort of where that came from.
Let's knock off 100 questions out of the 130. When are we going to expect a new Something Corbett release?
I can't even say when I'm, you know, what I'm doing tomorrow, let alone what I'm, you know, when I'm going to be releasing any record, to be honest. You know, I sort of take it for what will happen. I just don't know exactly. I'm really helpful at answering these questions, huh? Andrew, speak up. I'm doing my best.
Would you rather?
A booster chair. Yeah, sounds good. All right, here we go. All right, I'm close. I'm doing my best.
Don't fart on it. Here we go. Who are you interviewing right now? Who are you again?
My name's Andrew, and I play in a band called Jack's Mannequin and a band called Something Cool.
Would you rather give up music or sex?
I don't know. See, I know if I answer the question, it's going to follow me around for the rest of my life, but probably sex, to be honest. I know that's hard because that's such a motivator for music. You know,
I guess.
I don't know. I've been writing music a lot longer than I've been having sex, so I don't know. It's been hard to say.
With the big day in 5 years, sex will be over anyway, right?
Yeah.
What they say?
Oh, come on. No. I'm not even gonna entertain that with a response. What's going on?
Are you adding any more dates to your tour, The Hush Sound, this fall? Please come to San Jose, California, Sabrina 14. Age doesn't mean shit. She's 14.
I started getting into music. I was 12 and 13, so
feel that age didn't mean shit?
What's that? I think everybody sort of feels like that. When you start getting older, all of a sudden it starts meaning shit.
Yeah.
But
24.
Yeah, you know, I saw somebody asking about New York and whatnot, and the answer to that is, you know, we're doing this tour with Panic at the Disco and Block Party in November, which unfortunately the reason a lot of the Cure are odd markets are because we can't play the same markets that are on the Panic at the Disco tour. It's part of contracts. I am actually trying to arrange sort of an LA and New York tour for the Cure play sometime in the spring. That will be huge blowouts where we do a big charity event in LA and New York, which we're sort of in the infancy. They can expect, you know, we can expect big fundraisers for the Dear Jack Foundation that I started. So, cross your fingers.
We're doing it right.
Playing Bamboozle. Yes, we are.
Which day? You're playing the first day, 14th?
Truthfully, I have no idea what day, but we are playing one. We're playing the same day that Dashboard's playing, I think.
The website says the first day, so we'll go with that.
We'll go with the website.
Will you marry me is my question. Dude, I know it. I have a real question. Okay, they were kidding.
Okay.
Where did Jack's Mannequin come from? I think you told us that last time. If you want to tell us again, you can.
It was really, really stupid. It was a conversation I had with actually. We were walking through a neighborhood in Philadelphia, and even though it was like super urban clothing stores that were all promoting like FUBU clothing and whatnot,
Epic too.
There were no black mannequins. Now since I've been back there, there are lots of black mannequins in Philadelphia.
Really?
So I wonder if I was just overlooking them. But needless to say, I thought it'd be cool to have a band called the Black Mannequins, but I, for obvious reasons, I thought that wouldn't go over so well.
Change black to Jack.
Yeah, well, and then so I mean, I had it written down on this piece of paper in my journal that ended up being the piece of paper that I was like, oh, I have to name this project because I'm going to put this record out. And one of the things that I wrote for the record was called Dear Jack, and Jack rhymes with black, and there we are.
that's not a dumb story. That's good.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of a long and boring story, and I never know when or if to tell it.
This person says 845-774.
we should give out their number.
If you had to get, I want you to call them. That's it. If you had to get a new tattoo, what would you get and why? Kelsey, 17, Connecticut.
Strange, because I'm making plans for my next tattoo whenever my doctor lets me get it, and I'm gonna get the upside down flowers from Van Gogh's Self Portrait. So that's my next one.
Cool. And when you get the other one, it's Rawstar with 3 S's.
Okay, two. Exactly. That'll be my next tattoo.
What number would that be?
That'll be, well, if you count them, I mean, they've sort of combined and whatnot, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 total.
Make sure the camera sees all of
them. 5.
There they are. FYI, we're filming this, which will air.
How many piercings do you have? I have 0. They made me take out my eyebrow ring when I got radiation. So that was a fun day. They had to, like, pry that shit out of my head.
Did you?
No, I threw it away.
You don't need that, right?
I don't hang on to things, really. I just, like, went through and gave away, like, all of my clothes to Goodwill. I have, like, 20 shirts in my closet now. I got rid of, like, four
trash.
That was
nice of
you. Well, it seemed like not that much to do rather than just throwing them in the trash.
Yeah.
So.
I might do that. My clothes are just in the closet. I have some ugly clothes
in
there, too. They'll tell you.
It's amazing. I keep streamlining my wardrobe. Like, every like, 2 months, I throw away, like, a million different shirts and pants and things like that.
So I said, I thought you only had four shirts to begin with.
Yeah, well, their number of shirts are growing considerably. I don't wear the same shirt on tour every day anymore.
No? Kids give you shirts, too?
I've gotten some cool stuff from kids, yeah, for sure.
Ever wear them on stage, or...?
Yeah, occasionally. Hopefully soon I get my first on Friday, so soon enough.
We still have 130 questions on that.
Right.
This is Laura from New York. What do you like about Van Gogh's paintings? What's your favorite painting by Van Gogh?
I'm always a fan of Starry Night. There's the one of the chair with it, like with the pipe sitting on the chair that I like a lot. There are tons of them. I don't know them all by name, but I don't know. There's just something about his take on the world visually that I sort of, for whatever reason, seem to really relate to.
P.S. The last show I went to, someone threw a sock at you.
Is that right?
Did you wear it?
I try not to wear strange socks. I try not to wear socks, period. Especially not strange socks.
Here's a nice question. What do you think of Fall Out Boy? Can we expect a collaboration? Oh, man.
I know those guys, you know, on to some extent. I mean, I was hanging out with Pete the other night at the Snakes on the Plane thing. They're great. The matter is, like, I don't really know that much about popular music and what's going on. Not sound like a dick, but it's just not. I haven't really ever heard of Fall Out Boy's record. I know the singles, and I think they're good, and I like those guys a lot, and they've always been really, really awesome to me and to my band, so I like them a lot.
You wouldn't collaborate unless you knew music.
I mean, I'm down to collaborate with anybody. You never know what's going to happen out of a collaboration. You know what I mean? I haven't been approached to collaborate with Fall Out Boy anytime recently, so if it comes up, you know, I mean, I'm sure, you know.
Ta-da. People are giving you their phone number still.
Nice.
It felt to be opening for OAR, Westwood Mass.
It was really, those guys have been good friends since we toured with them with Something Corporate on the 311 tour, and they were sweethearts, you know, to approach me when I was still kind of not well and take, you know, and you know, for me, last summer I spent locked up in a hospital to do a tour of outdoor venues playing playing big shows to 10 or 15,000 people in the summertime outside was a far cry from being locked up in a hospital room and not being able to leave my room. So,
wow. Are you going to release Lonely for Her and Last Straw on future albums? Because those are pretty much fucking awesome songs. Carol 15 New York.
Thank you, Carol. Well, I don't think they'll end up being released on future albums. I mean, for the same reason that, you know, you already have them and know them. It's like, I don't really see what the point is to try and, you know, try and release them on a record of other material. But, We'll probably be playing Last Straw on the next tour, and we've been in rehearsals all week, and we learned both songs, so, you know, there's a good chance to see him on the Young.
Awesome. Let's see.
Good.
Oh, good.
Someone said you wrote a blog where you let an old woman listen to one of your songs. You were working on it. It was sexual.
That song.
An old woman. My roommate's an old woman, isn't her?
Yeah, no, I just met this, you know, like a... Sometimes you just meet these people if you're open enough and like willing to have conversations with strangers, then you meet people that just you connect to. And I met this like very old lady who was just really cool on an airplane, and we ended up talking for most of the flight. I was in a big, have any music you could listen to? And I just got tentatively was called What Gets You Off, but it ends up being called. But either way, it's it was definitely kind of sexual in nature, and I was kind of curious what she would like really psyched on. And I think in a lot of the ways, the reason we got along was because she wasn't some random old lady. I mean, she wasn't some conservative old lady. She was very progressive. And when she stopped listening to the song, she was great. I'm glad somebody's talking about sex these days. You know, and like
how old is old though? Like 80, 50, 60?
She was in her 80s.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, she was older. But you know what I mean? What does that mean? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know, whatever.
Have you ever joined the Mile High Club, Andrew or Ross? Me, no. You?
I haven't, but I've tried.
I tried by myself once.
It never even got to the part where I got into the bathroom, to be honest. It was like, it was like a permanent stake out of the bathroom on like a 5-hour flight that it just never became possible.
You could have been snakes in there, right?
There could have been snakes in there. Well done. That was a good full circle. I mean, that's
did you watch it?
No, like, I haven't seen it yet.
You just
like
saw
I
it.
Said, I'm like completely sure. Like people, it's. I mean, I do my best to be as involved as possible, but I spend so much time doing what I do that it's hard to kind of keep up on what's going on sometimes.
What's the last movie you went to see? Do you remember?
The last movie I went to see, I did go see a movie recently. I'm trying to think. Oh, I saw Talladega Nights.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I mean, make time to see a Will Ferrell movie pretty much, or an Owen or Luke Wilson film.
Really?
Yeah. Or a Wes Anderson film. But I saw that Thank You for Smoking movie the other night in the hotel, and I liked that a lot. That was pretty
cool. Daniel, Germany, do you have any superpowers?
I have no superpowers, none whatsoever.
Andrew, how did you know your fiance was the one?
How did I know my fiance was the one? I don't know. 5 years of knowing, I suppose, and finally getting wise to it, I guess.
Nice. You know what I love about this interview?
What's
all
that?
These questions are different. Usually people request a lot of like the same questions.
Is she hot? You're awful. Yeah, she's hot.
If you said no, that would get you in
what's
trouble.
What's your favorite?
Too.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah. No, my future wife. I don't,
she's
I don't,
okay.
I don't,
she's all right.
Yeah. What's your favorite festival to play at? That's a good question. I don't know, that the Summerfest is always fun every year. You know, we've done that twice now. That's something corporate and it's Jack's Mannequin. I love that festival.
I need to have like Rostock.
Yeah.
My own festival.
Rostock. There you go.
That would be cool.
Dad, the birth of an idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey,
maybe I'll make it from that.
You ever actually
get it? Wait, hold on. That's a Tom Petty one. That's stupid. No offense to your stupid question. You're my hero. Has ever done or cunt to you?
I got kind of like creeped out at a show once by a fan, but that was pretty much it. Fans have done funny things, but it's like I sort of remember the days when I was going to shows and the first guy in line and would have done anything to meet the band and all that stuff. And I mean. It sort of doesn't faze me because I've been there and I've done that, so I kind of don't even really rank it as weird. It just seems like natural reactions to like when you have something you like, you know you get motivated to do crazy things, I suppose.
Lane, 21 Illinois, Bruised is my ringtone on my phone. Do you have any Jack's Mannequin ringtones on your phone?
Are you asking me if I have any? No, I don't download my own ringtones. If someone paid,
but you have YouTubed yourself. That's the person's away message.
Oh my god.
If someone
awful.
Paid me or I got a kiss from Andrew, I would drink his pee.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I appreciate the dedication.
Actually, Craig is here to drink your pee, actually. Welcome,
oh,
Craig.
Yeah.
Hey!
Only... You told me the dude was going to drink my pee.
Yeah,
he did. I'm glad he's finally here. Okay.
Would you drink Andrew's pee, Craig?
You know what they say. It's not toxic drinking your own urine.
How much would I have to pay you to drink his pee?
No, drinking anybody's urine. It's sterile.
Well, it's true.
It's
actually.
How much would I have to pay you to drink his pee?
You would have to pay me $1,000 cash money.
Thank you. oh, fuck. These are, this is it. By the way, kids, if you're listening.
Wait, hold on. What is this about my friend's blog? What is this?
Leah and Tim's.
I don't know if Andrew's aware of the link on his blog to someone else's piece. Yeah, that's one of my good friends. I actually made her make a blog so that I could link to it so that people could see what somebody joining the Peace Corps has to go through. Because I think it's a pretty incredible an incredible thing to take 2 years out of your life to make like $100 a month to help other people. So I put a link up to her blog on my website.
You're a nice guy.
My good friend had the same kind of cancer. He's had it
for
2 years.
He's here
with
me.
Could you give him a little hope? I mean, just keep fighting it, man. You know, it's a bitch, and you know better than I do because you had it for longer than I have. But
2 years, man.
It's an uphill battle. But I think the biggest thing and the most important thing is to be positive and don't invest all your hope in just the doctors. You need to invest time into trying to heal yourself on your own body. You know, it's a weird thing, but the mind has so much control over the body that people don't really realize. And it's, you know, I did a lot of meditations. I did a lot of Eastern therapies and acupuncture and things like that. And you know, you do what you can to get yourself through it, you know, but stay strong. You know, there is something on the other side when you get there.
You want to do the phone call? This could be funny.
Well, yeah, sure.
All right. We're going to play a quick song by Thrice. This is what you got to do. Send me your IM or NIM with your phone number, your age, and your name. Andrew will pick one of you. if we put you on air that you have a real question. Don't you can freak out, I guess, but ask a real question.
You got your first one.
Well, let's collect some numbers and then we'll pick one. Like I said, prepared to talk on air. Don't freak out. Don't scream. We're gonna pick one of you after this rock show.
Anna.
Nothing. Oh, holy shit.
Oh, you're already swearing. We're off to a bad start.
Sorry. Sorry.
What's going? So you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Okay. You know how you ask for people to bring signed artists to you or unsigned?
Yeah. I'm always looking for.
Have you listened to many of them or the CDs?
Which CD is it?
The Capulet.
You know what? Actually, I have a Decapulate CD in my car right now as we
do
speak,
really?
and I listened to a few songs, and it was one of the one of the few that I hung on to. So
that's so good.
Yeah, you like those guys?
Yes,
I got a couple of people
too.
Brought that CD to my attention, so it sounds like they must be doing pretty well.
Yes, they really like you a lot.
Oh, very cool. Well, tell them thank you. I'm looking forward to listening to it more.
I will. Oh,
thank you, Gianna. It's good to talk
to you.
Welcome.
Say hi to JM Chat.
Okay, I will say, hi JM Chat. Talk to you soon, Gianna.
What's happening?
We're making it happen.
All right, come. Thank you.
Back to the microphone so nobody complains.
What?
Yes, Decapulate, the band.
Band?
I've been working on this indie imprint deal to release some new artists and some young bands. So sort of just in the initial phases of listening to new unsigned acts that haven't been picked up by anybody yet. So that was a band that some fans brought a CD of to me to check out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's try to get through as many as possible. We have like 20 minutes. Like, what social stereotype would you have been in high school?
I was the guy in the band. You know what I mean? Not like the marching band. But I was always my sophomore year, I played with my first band, which was actually Brian and Clutch played in that band as well.
Really?
And, so like, sort of from that day forward, it was like, that was sort of my MO in high school. I kind of had a close group of friends that I hung with, but I tried to be as versatile as possible. I wasn't much for high school. I sort of like, I think my senior year, I missed like 100 period in my senior year. I didn't go to much high school, to be honest. The student council and shit like go up to school.
Yearbook
ironically
club.
Enough, I actually
did. You get like in the yearbook like most likely to succeed or something?
My senior awards, I got the most likely to be a rock star.
Really?
Yeah, that was my senior award.
Do,
yeah.
do people in your grade who like weren't cool with you then try to contact you now and be all buddy buddy?
Some do. I mean, I don't really have a problem. Enemies in high school or anything like that, and those that I did, I don't really carry grudges, so it doesn't, you know, if somebody wants to reach out and go hang out, I tend to be pretty cool about it, you know.
Will there be any meet and greets on the tour for a Cure?
There will be meet and greets. Doing meet and greets because we're doing things with American Red Cross where they're going into each city ahead of the tour and doing blood drives, and kids from the blood drives win a chance. And then there will also be people, you know, the messengers meet and greets will go along concurrently with those meet and greets as well. So yeah, there will be meet and greets on that tour.
What do they say when they greet you? I can only imagine.
It tends to be pretty cool. Some of the smaller ones are obviously nice because you can kind of spend
like
a little more
out.
Time individually with people. But you know, it's just a people who've been supportive of the band. Like when we're playing big venues, sometimes it just becomes security issue just to go outside, you know what I mean, if there's a lot of people around, you know, and you know, security's always trying to clear the streets or clear the venue or whatever, so we try and at least meet as many people as possible.
Dr. McMahon YouTube video.
Oh god, that thing's following me around for years now.
What advice would you give to a 19-year-old trying to get in the music industry? Don't do it.
Try and diversify your listening. A lot of bands, I think, make the mistake of trying to sound too much like one band. You got to try and listen to stuff that's current, listen to stuff that's older, listen to different styles of music, and you know, maybe you're trying to develop a huge following in your own city. People always try and get on tour or try and get on tour with other bands. It's like the best thing you can do is build a fan base in your hometown, because people will, you know, eventually A&R guys will hear about, like, do you hear about this band that's blowing up out of such and such and they're selling this many tickets? I mean, that's how we did it in Orange County. We played, you know, we didn't even go to LA until we all got signed, pretty much.
Really?
We played a couple shows in LA, but we hung out in Orange County and played these, you know, kind of dive venues you know, and ended up, that sort of ended up being how we got popular, was we just kept playing in our hometown and developing a fan base there. So.
Did P. Wen show you his penis at the Snakes party?
P. Wen did not show me his penis at the Snakes party, no.
The other question someone wrote was, did Tommy Lee show you his penis?
I'm so glad that I never saw the video before I started working with Tommy, before I became friends with him, because...
You saw it after you saw it?
No.
Like, hey,
like the last thing you want to do is, like, after you become friends with somebody, is like go look at the I didn't. Doll Hut. I mean,
what?
What's that?
In Anaheim?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
We played a Doll Hut. You know, there are all sorts of. I mean, God, every place you could imagine. But and then other places that weren't dives, but there were people that were really supportive of us, like the Galaxy and the Coach House, that really sort of helped break something corporate. You know, Chain Reaction eventually is sort of where we ended up. But we really came up playing like. With like all these older bands, better than Ed, we opened for, and like one of the dudes from They Might Be Giants, and like, you know, we were shocked that it was a pop punk label that ended up being the ones to sign us, because we had really played mainly with like sort of older pop rock bands when we were coming up.
And then you got the whole draw, all the drive through bands after. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and we were kind of like, you know. Drive Thru's bastard stepchild, because it was like we were playing with Finch and Good Charlotte, but we sounded everybody called us a pop punk band, but I still to this day sort of fail to see like punk rock, but you know, I don't know, I think it was because we were associated with Drive Thru and we went on tour with those bands, and we got a lot of that.
I think everybody got that train.
I mean, pretty much, well, because you couldn't avoid, you know,
Mother Mania,
yeah, exactly.
Cousin Oliver, that was old school, right?
Oh yeah, that's right.
What is your favorite Power Ranger?
I'm not familiar with Power Ranger.
I was one that gave you the Cabula CD.
No, thank you.
Andrew Ross McMahon. Your middle name's Ross?
Yeah, my middle name is Ross.
That's awesome.
Yay.
Absolutely. When I found out, like when I was four, my dad and my sister tortured me by letting me know that my initials spelled arm. And I think I actually cried when I found out.
So, arm.
Yeah, that's like the kind of thing that really bums out a four-year-old.
Andrew Ross McMahon, I would turn gay for you.
That's very kind.
At Firescape show last year, Josh told me that Southern Corbett was going to re-record old songs.
Such as Wait in the Studio. Did anything happen with that? I mean, I sort of got cancer in the middle of that, so I wasn't able to make time for the studio. But hopefully will happen.
Did you listen to The Graduate CD? What's The Graduate? The MC Lars?
That sounds familiar.
MC Lars is The Graduate.
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
A couple more. Hey, Andrew, have you heard the band Augustana? I love them.
I went to school with one of the dudes in Augustana, actually. Justin South.
But he wasn't voted most likely to be the rock star. You were.
I'm not sure that we were in the same grade, so maybe he was in his grade. I actually really like the band Augustana. I think they're really good. That's a CD that I really enjoyed that came out this year.
Let's see. I'm trying to get through the ridiculous ones so we can answer all the really important ones.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah.
I love you.
Thank you.
Why don't you wear eyeliner?
Because I'm not a girl.
They want to know about the secret Chicago show, but it's secret, so you can't tell them, right?
You know, it's almost probably secret for me. I know I agreed to do it, so I know we're doing it. They're starting a new morning show, who has been supporting Dark Blue in a huge way, and so we're going to go out there, a free concert for them, and I think if you listen to the station, you can get, you can go online and figure out what you have to do to get into that show, and we'll put on a concert for you, for free.
Seven tomorrow?
Possible. It's definitely possible.
Marissa.
Right now, I won't lie, like, I sort of went from being really overworked to leukemia to being really overworked again, and I love to tour, and I love to, was that about the camel sex position?
Ever try the flying camel sex position?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Do you know what that is?
I have no idea what that is.
Anybody?
I want to know what is it? No, Ross, do you know? Shed some light.
I don't know what the flying sex position is.
You can Google it.
I've tried a lot of them, so it's possible. But
some things you just see.
The wonton wheelbarrow?
That's amazing.
What
Dark Blue video is coming out. I think it debuts on Friday on Yahoo. Don't quote me on the website, jacksmannequin.com, and I'm sure it'll update.
Does Clutch still go bowling?
Oh, I'm sure Clutch still goes bowling. Do you wear flip-flops in the winter? Yes. Do you make pigs orgasm? Is that what that says?
Did you know that pigs orgasms last a half an hour?
That's awesome. I think the longer you can make it, you are.
Andrew, pretty much half the world knows you had cancer by now. If you could answer a question without throwing that in our faces.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That was
fire
words.
Oh! Oh, wait, that's a good part, because it was a horrible time in their lives, too, and they don't want to be reminded of it.
Yeah, I mean, I apologize. I won't lie. I just came from the doctor, and when you come from the doctor, sometimes that's the first thing on your brain. So I apologize. I will.
That was a happy ending.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know, I mean, the truth of the matter is it's
loading up.
That's a good way to divert. Flying camel. As your gal is lying on her back, and you are hammering her from your knees... forward to prop yourself without using your arms.
On your pee-pee while it's inserted into her wee-wee. You then
proceed to flap your arms and let out a long shrieking strictly a plasma.
My girl had to go to the girly doctor today. I think I just injured her last night doing the flying camel.
I can definitely say I've never tried the This has gotten foul.
Absurd.
Oh,
Dark Video, we already answered that one. Which you don't
you not have, have you seen the Must Be Emo video?
No. What is that?
Tell Casper he's my hero. You've kind of made Casper a celebrity, huh? By not purposely, but...
Sort of purposely. I mean, I think that dude deserves to be a celebrity. And in a lot of ways, he's an awesome guy. And truth be told, it's like, you know, you have so many hours in the day and there's so much that you can do. And Casper really sort of helps absorb a lot of my workload and a good thing to have somebody in that position that was charismatic, that people really knew. And it was a really good guy and sort of got where I was coming from. He's one of my favorite dudes around. He takes good care of me.
He's kind of like not like your assistant, but you're like,
I sort of call him my hype man. You know what I mean? He sort of takes care of me. He lets people know when things are going on. He takes care of my MySpace page, and he to all the fans. And I think that's an important thing for somebody who does that for you. So yeah, glad to have him in my life.
FYI, kids, I'm trying to get through as many as you can, but realistically, we'd be here all night. Andrew doesn't have that much time.
Andrew is Milwaukee. You're
I'm trying to. Do you know about the All Nighters? It's another fan club of yours.
Uh-uh.
Are you ever going to grow your hair long again?
If I, you know, it's possible one of these days. I can't bring up the doctor. But I don't know how well my hair will grow long anymore.
Is it different now? Because don't sometimes
yeah,
hair
yeah,
grows
yeah.
Back, like,
yeah, it's
different?
Way different. It's a lot. I mean, I used to have hair like a Brillo pad, and it's pretty thin now, actually. So I'm not sure that it would look like you were hoping or expecting it might look. River Apparel. Hopefully in the next couple months, you'll start seeing things to be ordered on the web.
Oh, my God.
Since you basically did everything include the guys on Jack's Mannequin as well. I gave you a graduate CD in Kansas. You should listen to it. I will check that graduate CD. And to some extent, the guys in Jack's will play on the next record as well. To the same extent, they actually, you know, Bob played on most of the Jack's record, and J-Mac played three of the songs on drums. And John kind of came around after. But yeah, for certain songs, they'll definitely be playing on it, I'm sure.
Whoosh. Let's see.
Recent favorite book, if any.
God, it's too. I give up.
I'm reading a book right now by a guy named Deepak Chopra called The Book of Secrets, which is pretty interesting. I read a lot of like bizarre existential Eastern philosophy books. They sort of, and that's sort of where I stand on literature.
So they talk about the flying camel.
But actually, ironically, like a lot of those books are you know, like that's where the Kama Sutra comes from, and like where a lot of those. How you organize books come from.
So, I'm going to answer this one. Can you stay on for 2 hours? Andrew's going to have to go in a little while to go to the show. Yeah. But I'm going to add this. We're filming this for my TV show that is supposed to begin in October, November. It's going to be on Havoc TV, which is an on-demand TV station.
This is Ross's shameless prop for himself.
Yes. It's on Adelphia. It was on Comcast, Time Warner. We're going to get it back on there. If you want updates and you want to find out when this, you know, this interview will be up there, go to HavocTV.com or MySpace.com/HavocTV, HABOC. And after this interview ends, we're going to film like a 5-minute separate thing before you go. So that way when they watch it, they're like, oh, I didn't hear this part on air. It's cool.
I think Ross needs a sidekick.
Yes.
You need a Garth to your Wayne, Ross.
Well, I had one, Big John, but he's not here today.
If a fan were to bake for you, would you prefer decorated cookies or hash brownies? I would have to pick the latter.
Hash brownies.
Yeah, I think so. Hey Andrew, I'm from Chicago, and I was wondering if
that's not a good question.
Told you, okay, all right.
Someone told you tomorrow's your last day. How would you spend it?
How would you spend it?
On this show.
Hopefully, how I spend every day. You know, just trying to have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Do you ever put your hair in a mohawk? I'm working on that. That'll be a post-wedding event.
Mohawk.
Andrew's...
Who's Jordan? I thought we were over that question.
Yeah, I know. God, is it?
I remember asking that question like on my first interview, like with William, like in 2002. Wow.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a band to stick with, it would it be Jax or Something Corporate? Well, it's still you.
That's an awful question that I would not answer.
Which hand is your?
That's not an awful question. You're a nice person to ask it, but I like I said, I go day to day, one thing at a time.
So instead, which hand is your Something Corporate tattoo on?
It's on my right hand.
Someone said, "Can I try the flying camel with you?"
I don't think I'd feel comfortable flapping my arms while having sex.
Do you know about the FWAK chat?
No.
Neither do I.
I don't.
Here's one. I like this one. Stop by me. I found your email on dhhs.com. It says you went to school and a listed email address. Do you still check it, Andrew at somethingcorporate.com?
No, I don't have that email address.
That's the most like generic email. It's like info.
We had somethingcorporate.com and we had all our email addresses there.
But now it's you don't check that. It's done.
Yeah, I don't even think it exists anymore.
Star.
I doubt at least.
What's your favorite line from a song? Any, go.
Favorite line from a song? Any. I put it up on one of my favorite lines, from that Wildflower CD, the song Time to Move On. How can you pick a single lyric from, you know, the millions that are out there? There's a lot of good stuff.
We got to wrap it up in a few minutes. Let's see. I'm a little confused on where you actually listened to the interview. Too late. Actually, I'm going to do another shameless plug. This is good, though. If you go to myspace.com/DJRawStar with 3 S's and add me as your friend, we have podcasts that go on iTunes. And
blame Ross for why your questions aren't getting answered.
And you can go onto iTunes and download this interview with Andrew making fun of me. Go to myspace.com/DJRoss. Add me as your friend, so I will post bulletins and let you know when they're available on iTunes. So you can download it too and listen to it over and over.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm so excited. I love listening to my own interviews.
Dr. McMahon. Ugh, you're wasting time, Russ. Stop it. Would you ever make the OK Go video with moving equipment?
I don't know if I could ever find the time to choreograph a dance, but I have so much respect for the fact that those guys have done that. I think it's amazing. It moved me. I love that video.
I don't want to do this, but we gotta do final thoughts because we want to make sure we get the extra video footage for you.
Okay, no problem.
Final thoughts, Andrew.
My final thoughts.
So all these look at me. This is like sick. Look at me.
That now that I live in LA, we can do this more regularly.
You're here. You live here like for real now.
I live here now.
That's good.
This is where I am. So when I come back and I'm not on tour, I can come back and visit DJ Rawstar yet again, and we will do this.
Something great.
What's that?
If you look at the chart here, this tells you how people now, and this number is still higher than an average show that I have.
Well, I like that.
That's pretty impressive, huh?
Well done, y'all.
That's pretty cool, right? Anything else you want to add? Anything they should check out? Any bands? Any websites?
There's a lot. Well, from Los Angeles, The Outline. I recommend everybody checks them out. Street to Nowhere from San Francisco. This Is Me Smiling from Chicago. There's a lot of good stuff out there. And just thanks for listening. I'm sorry if we didn't get to your question. You know, Ross isn't so good with the internet as you might think, and sometimes you just can't pull it together.
You done?
I'm just kidding. I figured
we're gonna film an after show interview now with our matching sweaters.
So
we'll take some pictures and I'll put them on MySpace tonight so they can look at what happened tonight. Good.
Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow we have Ricky Ullman's gonna be here, who is from Phil of the Future on Disney Channel. He's gonna be in Driftwood coming out and some other movies. But he also has a hip hop group called the Weeby Boys.
Wow.
It sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun.
So move over Jamie Kennedy and Stu Stone. Here comes the Weeby Boys tomorrow. Go right now, but before we go, let's make Andrew feel like, let's do this. We want to have every person that tuned in today IM us at once, just so you can get an idea of how many people. Here's the screen name. Star Adobe, S-T-A-R Adobe. IM us right now.
Adobe, S-T-A-R.
Remember when I almost gave out
I-D-O-B.
Your phone number last time? The hotel room number?
There's a reason you got called from a block phone number today.
Yeah.
That's amazing, though.
Did you call me? Oh, they had the phone. Yeah, all right. Thank you guys for listening. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to film some stuff. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Andrew appreciates it. And keep tuning in because you'll be back soon.
Yes, we'll come back.
And we'll dance around. We'll do our dance.
Dancing is good.
Dr. McMahon, DJ Rawstar, signing up. See ya.